Blog Talk Radio. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, this is take two of Women of Redneck and I
on the Unplugged
Network. This is Tiffany again, and now it is 7:30 on the East Coast here, and it is 57 degrees here in Eastern Ohio. I am sorry about all the malfunction. I was not thinking when I set up our time frame earlier, and of course, you know, I only set it for 15 minutes. I just got to remember to always set it for an hour or then some. Okay. So getting back to it, we have a new co-host tonight. Like I said, my granddad here with us, and I just want to apologize for all of us here at Redneck Night. Why have we not been on the radio here in the last few weeks, or the last few days, not really weeks? Me, it's been a little bit more complicated. As you guys all know, I do one show a week, and it's usually on Wednesday. And this past Wednesday, I was unable to do the show because, again, I had my grandson. Now, the reason I had my grandson last week was because, unfortunately, his grandfather, my daughter's dad, unexpectedly passed away. So he was here with me all day, and it was just kind of a trying time for that time. So this week, she is actually working, and she will be coming in here in the next half hour, 45 minutes, to pick up this little munchkin. So, but don't get me wrong, I love having him around. I love him being here. So it's all good. Imagine that. House phone rings at the same time. Hold on, that is Greg. I'm going to tell you we're on the radio. Hey, honey, we're on the radio. Well, I'm me. Yeah, so why don't you call into that? Love you. Bye. Okay, he forgot what day it was. So he's going to be calling in, and he can listen and chat that way. And we got a little shrimp here that wants to. He thinks he wants to eat, but he doesn't say because he keeps spitting it out. But I turned my ceiling fan on so that he can actually watch it, so that's a good thing. Okay, so on this week's episode, like I said before Greg called in, I wanted to apologize to everybody that has called in to talk to us here on the radio or just called to listen. It wasn't on for the last couple of weeks or couple days. Actually, since last Thursday, I've not done a show. So I'm not sure what was going on with that, but anyways, you know, I'm here, and Waylon's here. So we're here to do the show with you guys tonight. And like I said, sorry about the late start. I had it set up for 7 o'clock, but I only set it up for 15 minutes. So of course, when that 15 minutes is up, I couldn't redo another show till 7:30. So that's the reason we're a little bit late again to coming on. But hey, who cares? We're on here tonight to chit-chat with you guys and catch up on some of the news that's been going on the last week. Now, mind you, I am not talking politics. I'm not into it. I don't want to make it about politics. That's kind of making a problem with what is going on with the industry now for gas prices and freight and everything else. So there's that. But tonight I have a couple different things that has popped up on my Facebook feed that is through CDL Life. And I wanted to talk to you guys about a few of those because they kind of caught my attention. That's the reason I wanted to talk about them. Now, again, like I said, sorry I wasn't on last Wednesday. And for whatever reason, Ed wasn't on for the last 4 days. So don't take that out on all of us because I'm here with you guys tonight. We got, like I said, we got little Waylon here to help us out too. And so if you hear a bunch of noise or anything like that right now, he's kind of stuck with the ceiling fan sitting on the dining room table. So anyways, first thing I want to tell you guys about gig. At least I'm going to talk about tonight. It has all happened here in Pennsylvania. Well, not here, but in Pennsylvania. This one here is Big Rig loses brakes on giant despair and barrels into garage. Local police blast PennDOT for inaction. Now, I'm not sure where Giant's Despair is, and I believe it's out around Wilkes-Barre somewhere because it's the Wilkes-Barre Township Police Department. Let's see. Okay, the article reads, the Wilkes-Barre Township Police Department issued a statement regarding insufficient action on part of the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Following a runaway crash on Wednesday morning, guardrail, garage, after brakes fail on Giant's Despair. The crash occurred shortly after 6 a.m. on Wednesday, November 9th, in the area of Laurel Run, Pennsylvania. Fox 56 reports that a semi-truck lost brake function on Giant's Despair, striking a guardrail and then two-story residential garage on South Walnut Street before coming to a stop. A truck driver suffered minor injuries, and the homeowner was not in the garage when the crash occurred. When you would look at these pictures, I will share these stories to our Redneck and I Facebook page. You guys can see them there. Okay, and it goes on to trucks weighing over 10,000 and a half tons are banned from using steep and winding Giant's Despair, but many semi-trucks are caught using the road anyway. In early October 2022, a truck driver hauling a load of steel coils was cited after ignoring the truck restriction signage and attempting to turn right on the Giant's Despair, resulting in a rollover crash. In November 2017, a truck driver was killed after losing control on Giant's Despair. So I may have to look up and see exactly where Giant's Despair is, you know, see what the road looks like to compare. See, you know, I'm really not sure. So that's something I'll have to look into. Okay, local police lashed out at PennDOT for failing to stop semi from using Giant's Despair. Shortly after crash, Wilkes-Barre Township Police Chief Will Clark shared strong words about PennDOT's insufficient action to stop heavy trucks on Giant's Despair. The police department statement regarding tractor-trailer crash on Lehigh Street. So, you know, there are multiple things about it. Today's tractor-trailer crash is yet another example of the results of insufficient action on the part of the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation in relation to oversized, overweight track traffic, I think it was supposed to say truck traffic, on Giant's Despair and the East Northampton Street, both of which are State Route 2007. We have sought for years for PennDOT to take the appropriate steps, whatever their engineers might determine those to be, to ensure that the restrictions on the state road are being adhered to. It is not only our municipality, but Laurel Run Borough and Bear Creek Township as well, where residents are justifiably concerned for the safety of themselves and their families in relation to the willful disregard to the prohibition of truck traffic on Laurel Run Road coming from State Route 115. PennDOT's response to add additional restrictions signage in multiple locations, but these are clearly being ignored. The number of tractor-trailer crashes on the Giant have increased significantly and have unfortunately resulted in drivers and passengers being seriously injured or even killed. The operators of these trucks continue to use passenger car level GPS to find the shortest routes to their destinations, ending up, as in this case, going down extremely steep hills, turning into small alleyways and dead-end roads and using the neighborhood side streets in Georgetown as a runaway truck ramp. Okay, sorry. This is not acceptable. Manning the wheel of these enormous trailers carries a huge responsibility on the part of the operator, and these drivers are failing in their obligations required by the possession of the commercial driver's license. Okay. Our department has stepped up enforcement on East Northampton Street in the township, even having a motor carrier enforcement certified officer on staff, and we have issued citations to drivers in violation. However, where the problem needs to be most addressed is at the top of the mountain. Why not just put, you know, low clearance things up at the top of the road? So only a certain height to get over, like 10-6. Now, the truck might get through, but that's not going to go. However, where the problem needs to be addressed, okay, sorry. Steps must be taken to prohibit these 53-foot tractor trailers from ignoring the prohibition signs, in order to take the shortcut down the mountain. None of these drivers are from the area. They do not know how dangerous Giant's Despair actually is. After houses in Georgetown being crushed, trucks flipping over, drivers and passengers being injured and tragically killed, property destroyed, utility poles severed, and homes without power for hours, our response to these severe problems is bound by our lines of jurisdiction. We need PennDOT to step up and call for action in order to avert the next tragedy. Okay. So what do y'all think of that one? I mean, yes, we all know that there's some of those roads out there that you guys don't need to be on because of very narrow, you know, limbs or whatnot. But when there is actual signs up to telling them not to be on that road, then they're, you know, there's something wrong with doing it. So, hold on. Yes. Okay, well, I'll unplug the mic. Okay. Bye.